This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNee. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer involved in the death of a black motorist, George Floyd, has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The officer, Derek Chauvin, was on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes as the man was pleading that he could not breathe. Floyd went unconscious and later died after the incident. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says more charges are possible. Chauvin and three other officers were fired in Minnesota after Floyd died. Floyd's death has led to multiple nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the police officers involved. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is more than 365,000, and in the U.S., the figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone of 6 million globally and more than 1.7 million in the U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over its coronavirus response. The president's been railing against the WHO for weeks, and he argued it's under China's total control. He says Beijing ignored its virus reporting obligations to the WHO, which in turn misled the world when the virus was discovered. The move is expected to significantly weaken the WHO since the U.S. is its biggest source of financial support. And again, the number of deaths right now globally from COVID-19 is more than 365,000 globally. In the United States, the figure now approaches 103,000, and there are nearly 6 million infections globally. This is VOA News. A judge in the state of Utah has blocked a concert protesting coronavirus restrictions, siding with county health officials who said that the event, expected to attract thousands of people, could worsen the pandemic. The judge decided Friday there was a real risk of spreading the virus among the audience and others. The decision came hours after Utah marked its single largest day increase in coronavirus cases at 343. Organizers did not immediately say whether they would cancel the concert by Nashville-based country singer Colin Ray. The event was also aimed at supporting businesses hurt by the crisis. India has registered another high daily increase. Figures from the health ministry show that thousands of new cases pushes the country ahead of China in both case numbers and deaths. This comes as India's two-month-old lockdown is set to end Sunday. Most are concentrated in states with densely populated cities, but cases have been increasing in some of India's poorest eastern states after migrant workers left towns to go back to their villages. Meanwhile, the South Korean government at the end of reporting Friday announced nearly 60 new cases in the Seoul area as officials scramble to stem transmissions linked to a massive e-commerce warehouse near the capital. Around 400 German managers, workers, and family members have begun returning to China aboard charter flights as multinational companies in the world's second largest economy seek to get their operations running again at full speed. A pair of flights from Frankfurt to the Chinese business hubs were organized by the German Chamber of Commerce in China in cooperation with Germany's diplomatic missions and airline Lufthansa, and the first repatriation flight from Europe to China for foreign nationals. U.S. President Trump on Friday said that he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, he said China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy. Mr. Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. law that has enabled it to remain a global financial center. Thursday night, Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government said that any changes in its relationship with the United States would be a double-edged sword. And senior Hong Kong government officials lashed out Saturday at the moves by U.S. President Trump to strip the city of its special status in the bid to punish China. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.